It's Monday, January 21st, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. From the diplomatic reception room in the White House on Saturday afternoon, President Donald Trump proposed a notable immigration compromise to end the partial government shutdown and get his $5.7 billion for the Southern Wall.
In order to build the trust and goodwill necessary to begin real immigration reform, there are two more elements to my plan. Number one is 3 years of legislative relief for 700,000 DACA recipients brought here unlawfully by their parents at a young age many years ago. This extension will give them access to work permits, Social Security numbers, and protection from deportation, most importantly. Secondly, our proposal provides a 3-year extension of temporary protected status, or TPS. This means that 300,000 immigrants whose protected status is facing expiration will now have 3 more years of certainty so that Congress can work on a larger immigration deal, which everybody wants, Republicans and Democrats.
On Friday, President Trump addressed the 200,000 people at the March for Life by video in D.C.
This is a movement founded on love and grounded in the nobility and dignity of every human life. When we look into the eyes of a newborn child, we see the beauty and the human soul and the majesty of God's creation. We know that every life has meaning and that every life is worth protecting. As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life. Today, I have signed a letter to Congress to make clear that if they send any legislation to my desk that weakens the protection of human life, I will issue a veto, and we have the support to uphold those vetoes. Every child is a sacred gift from God. As this year's March for Life theme says, each person is unique from day one. That's a very important phrase, unique from day one, and so true.
And last Friday, Vice President Mike Pence made a surprise appearance at the March for Life.
We're the Pences, and we're pro-life. And we're proud to welcome you back to our nation's capital. Grateful that you made the long journey here to the largest pro-life gathering in the United States of America, the 46th annual March for Life. We gather here because we stand for life. We gather here because we stand for compassion. And we gather here because we believe, as our founders did, that we are, all of us, born and unborn, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and first among these rights is the right to life. 46 years ago this month, a majority on the Supreme Court turned its back on that right. But in that moment, a movement was born, a movement defined by compassion and love, a movement animated by faith and truth, and a movement that's been winning hearts and minds every day since. Because of all of you gathered here, all those you represent, and all those who have gone before, we know in our heart of hearts that life is winning in America once again. Know that he who said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you," also said, "I will never leave you or forsake you," as you stand for his creation, as you stand for the right to life.
On Saturday, Bob Enyard of Colorado Right to Life addressed the newly renamed March for Abolition, which had been moved from the state capitol in Denver to a nearby Planned Parenthood abortion mill. He called for the abolition of abortion instead of the more popular regulation of abortion.
The arguments against slavery that were popular all ended short of abolition. There were a few, like William Lloyd Garrison, who said, "We're not going to regulate slavery, we're going to abolish slavery."
Oh, yeah.
Garrison was hated by the churches who were against slavery, and he was hated by the politicians and the political parties that were against slavery, because it was unreasonable to try to abolish slavery One U.S. senator's wife said the greatest evil in the world is slavery, except for abolition. Today in America, it's similar. Abolishing evil has never been as popular as regulating evil. Colorado Right to Life is determined to fight to abolish child killing.
And finally, when Vice President Mike Pence's wife, Karen, announced that she was returning to teach art at Emanuel Christian School in Virginia, the radical left went ballistic because the school dares to require that teachers and students alike pledge that they will not participate in sex outside of heterosexual marriage and that they will not participate in transgender transitions. As Tony Perkins said in his Washington Watch update, quote, 3 years after Obergefell, all of the lies about so-called love and tolerance have been eclipsed by the court cases, articles, and editorials demeaning people of faith. What Americans see now is the truth. The left is coming for our freedom. End quote. CNN's Kate Bennett was just one of the talking heads who does not get it, tweeting, quote, so let me get this straight. The Second Lady of the United States has chosen to work at a school that openly discriminates against LGBT adults and children? End quote. Conservative radio talk show host Ben Shapiro fired back, saying, quote, so let me get this straight. You're a reporter, but you've never heard of religious people before? Breaking, Pence's wife is working for a Christian school that requires that Christian students pledge to abide by Christian standards of sin that have not changed in 2,000 years, end quote. Perkins noted, quote, to be honest, the left's real problem is not that Mike Pence's wife is working at an evangelical school, but that evangelical schools exist at all, end quote. In the Daily Wire, Matt Walsh wrote, quote, suddenly, even Christianity, behind closed doors, on private property, in a private school, is a target of outrage and scorn. It was a lie all along. The radical left was never planning to stop outside the walls of our homes and our churches and our schools. That's just what they said to lull us to sleep, end quote. Join nearly 30,000 Christians who have signed a pledge to pray for Second Lady Karen Pence in a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, January 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.